Meet the Monies merges soap opera drama and financial information. The Monies are people just like you. Broadcasting live every Tuesday at 4:30 p.m., our host Naomi Rosenthal helps the Monies navigate the complexities of their financial lives.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them.
Welcome to Meet the Monies on Eagle Waves Radio. I'm your host Naomi Rosenthal from Tudor Invest Assure. The Monies are an extended family whose financial lives are full of drama and misconceptions. Each week, my guest expert and I explore the Monies' trials and tribulations and dissect their world to provide its insight into how the Monies and you can handle finances effectively. We are broadcasting live from the Eagle Waves radio studio located at 388 George Street in Vivo Cafe. We're right across the road from Louis Vuitton and diagonally opposite the Apple Store. So come on down and have a coffee with us. Now, in this episode, we are meeting the patriarch and matriarch of the Monies, Morty and Maud Money. Now, the Monies don't come from money. Grandpa and Grandma Money have worked hard all their lives to support their family. And nowadays, they're fully retired and enjoy an active lifestyle of traveling around Australia in their camper van. And when at home, they're spending quality time with their very large extended family. Now, they live in a nice house in the suburbs, but they've no plans for moving anytime soon. But as we know, as you get older, you might have to downsize at some point or even consider aged care. Anyway, they'd rather be where they're at right now for their family gatherings and enjoying their grandkids. Now, this week, our guest expert, Roger Montgomery from Montgomery Investments, will give his insights into value investing. Don't forget, you can tweet us at Eagle Waves or join in the discussion on the hashtag RadioEW. But first, we'll cut to a quick disclaimer.
The following discussion on Eagle Money should not be considered personal financial advice. It is intended to provide general information only. The information provided does not take into account your personal objectives, your financial situation, or your needs. You should seek personal financial advice before making any financial or investment decisions. Eagle Money and Eagle Waves Radio do not accept responsibility for any inaccuracy or any actions taken in reliance upon this information.
Welcome back on Meet the Monies. My guest today is Roger Montgomery from Montgomery Investments. Welcome along, Roger.
Great to be here.
Your age must belie you because you have done a ton of stuff over the years and you just don't look a day over 40.
That's very kind. I am a few days over 40, but that's very kind of you, Naomi.
Fair enough. Now, in your 30s, you founded, built and sold a funds management business. What was that all about?
Well, what I realised was that there are a lot of people that were travelling around Australia in their camper van and wanting to retire. And what they didn't have was a really neat solution to their investment goals. Now, what do I mean by that? That sounds very cliched.
Yeah.
But what do I mean by that? Most fund managers in Australia are fully invested all the time.
Yes.
They're always invested. Now, they do that because all the research shows that over the very, very long run, that is about as good as anything else. And they don't want to miss out on the gain. So if the market goes up a lot, the last thing they want to do is show underperformance. And so they stay fully invested. But of course, what it means is when a global financial crisis comes along,
it's gonna
or
hurt.
Anything else, it's going to drop a lot.
Yeah.
Now, as you approach retirement, it's more meaningful that you avoid those substantial declines in the value of your investments. You don't want what we call a permanent impairment to your capital.
Mm.
And so what I did was simply realize that the way the stock market and fund managers were delivering solutions to investors was not the way investors thought their money was being invested.
Okay, so there was this huge disconnect between what we think we're investing, how our stuff is being invested, and what's actually happening.
Exactly. And so what we've learned from talking to very, very high net worth investors as well as smaller investors is that they really want nirvana. And nirvana is they want to go up when the market's going up, but they don't want to go down when the market's going down. So what we've done is we've created a methodology which we believe works really well over the long run.
Mm-hmm.
But in the shorter term, over the last 2 years, for example, we've captured 90% of the upside but about 40 or 50% of the downside. So we're not going down as much as the market and going up with the market, which over the long run means you beat the market.
Yeah, because if your investment drops by 50%, you've got to come back 100% to get back to where you were.
Exactly.
But if you're going up 90%, that's all good.
So what we've managed to achieve is when the market's down 5%, the Montgomery Fund has only been down 2.5%. It hasn't gone, it's only gone down 50% of the market's decline, but it's captured all of, if not all of, just about all of the upside. Now, of course, if you don't go down as much as the market, then when you take off again, you're ahead.
You are ahead, yeah, exactly. Now, you have written a book called Value Able.
Correct.
What's that about and why did you write it?
Well, again, what I learnt was there's, in Australia, the reason why Bunnings is so successful is because we have a real do-it-yourself attitude.
Mm-hmm.
We really want to try things ourselves. There's no doubt about that.
Well, we only have to look at how many self-managed super funds are being set up
exactly.
every day to see that.
Bunnings
attitude.
Is successful because of it.
Mm.
And so I thought, well, do you know what? If people are trying to do it themselves, then what they're being delivered is a lot of technical analysis and charting packages and courses about investing in property and positively gearing property and gearing to the eyeballs. And guess what? Time after time after time, they all get burnt.
Yes.
So I thought, well, why not put down on paper in a book how we invest or how I invest and what I think works? And I've interspersed the book with quotes from Warren Buffett, Benjamin Graham, James Walter, some of the world's most successful investors, to show here's what they do and here's what they meant and here's how you can do it in Australia.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
And it works really, really well. So we had delightful responses from people who read the book. The book became a bestseller within 14 weeks of its release, and it's been a bestseller 3 times over now in Australia, which is very unusual for an investing book. Normally, investing books don't sell very many copies.
That's true. But I think the value to you and your style is that you, because I've heard you speak a number of times now, and you're so able to just put things in a way that people can understand.
So our industry is full of people who believe that if you complicate things and make it difficult for people to understand, then they will need you.
And they
live off this idea that no witch doctor ever gained fame and notoriety by prescribing 2 aspirin, right?
Yeah.
So you don't simplify it, make it more complicated. My view is actually the best thing to do is make it easy for people, make it easy for them to do it themselves, and if they're successful doing that, well, good luck to them.
Yeah.
And that's the cheapest way of doing it.
Mm.
If, however, they find that they're not successful doing it, or they don't want to invest the time because there is a big time requirement.
Huge time requirement.
I had a very, very wealthy investor say to me once, what's the point of being rich if you're chained to a computer screen? And so I want to give people the tools to do it themselves, but if they find that it's too time consuming, guess what? Hopefully, they'll say, you know what, I want to go with somebody who actually adopts this approach that's in the book, and that's us.
Look, it's my approach to the way I run my business. I'm all for educating people, breaking it down, making it simple. It's why this show exists. We want to be able to share that information out there. If people want to go and do it for themselves, off you go. But hopefully they see the value in getting professional advice to help them along, get that guidance and get that support.
Well, here's one thing we've learnt.
Mm.
Most people doing it themselves don't benchmark their returns. There's actually very few ways to know how you're going compared to the market. If you're managing your own portfolio, if you're with ComSec or E-Trade, those sort of providers, then they will tell you how your portfolio is going with their account. But if you've got multiple accounts, how do you know if you're doing better than the market? It's very, very hard to calculate. And because of that, people keep doing it themselves, even though they'd be better served going to someone like you.
Yeah. Well, why don't we take a break, Roger? And when we come back, we're going to hear how Morty is doing it and then maybe how we can help him out.
Okay, terrific.
EagleWavesRadio.com.au, the smart station for small business.
Paytem Finance have been helping people with mortgages for homes and investments for over 15 years. With access to over 34 lenders, Paytem Finance aligns its client base with the best possible advice and individually tailored deals. For an obligation-free consultation about your current or future mortgage needs, call 0416 111 682. Paytem Finance, your pathway to your future.
Need help connecting with your customers online? KC Connect can set you up with a simple website and social media networks without fuss or expense. Get your online communications world working for you. Contact Kerry today at kcconnect.com.au.
Are you looking to pursue high growth, fast growth, attract investors, or achieve an above market sale price for your business? BeBusiness is here to help small business do big things. Check us out at bebusiness.com.au or hear the BeBusiness Strategy Team live every Thursday at 6 p.m. on Ask the Strategist.
Too much office work? Never enough time to do the things you would like to do? Outsource your admin tasks to Wynyard Business Solutions and start saving money and time today. Take control of your life. Contact Paula on 0411 047 545 or winbs.com.
I'm Jared Rubin, and I started Wealth Apply to put you back in the driver's seat when it comes to your business and personal finances. Ask yourself, who's working harder, you or your money? Find me at wealthapply.com and let me help your money work harder for you.
Invest Assure is a privately owned, client-focused financial planning practice operating under a boutique license. For over 40 years, we have been providing ethical leadership and bespoke financial solutions for professional and self-employed women and their families. Call us on 02 9455 0655.
Fancy a fast burger, delicious salad, or a smooth latte to get you through your day? Vivo Cafe is Sydney's most awarded cafe. Come in and say hi. We'll look after you. Vivo Cafe, 388 George Street, Sydney.
The modern day gentleman stays ahead of trends with leading men's lifestyle blog, RogueHome.com. So for all things fashion, fitness, food and lifestyle, follow RogueHome.com.
EagleWavesRadio.com.au, the smart station for small business.
Welcome back. You're listening to Meet the Monies on Eagle Waves Radio with Naomi Rosenthal. Meet the Monies will replay later in the week, or you can download our podcast. Visit eaglewavesradio.com.au for more information. I'm with Roger Montgomery from Montgomery Investments today, and we are about to hear from the Monies. In this episode, Morty has just received his dividend statement from Telstra. How does he react?
If you got it, you don't need it. If you need it, you don't got it. You don't get it, shame on you. Funny, funny, funny what money can do then.
I was checking the mail this morning.
Oh, anything interesting?
I got my letter from Telstra, the one which shows all my shares.
And?
Well, I've been comparing the statements over the past few years and noticed that what I earn from the shares hasn't gone up at all. I mean, they're hardly changed, which has got me thinking.
About?
Well, maybe moving on from these shares, possibly putting my money somewhere else. Well, the bills are going up and this stays the same. Makes me wonder how we'll cope.
It's funny you should say that. I've been thinking we could move from here. The kids are gone and it's such an expensive house to run for just two people.
We also have the camper van, which takes a bit of money to run as well.
Maybe we could consider talking to someone. Someone who can give us advice on what to do with the house and your Telstra shares. Perhaps they can recommend a better investment.
Right. We can speak to that guy Mark and Hillary used when they were setting up their super. What was his name?
I can't remember. I'll have to call Hillary and ask.
Right, you do that tomorrow and see if he can meet with us soon rather than later.
This is Naomi Rosenthal and I'm with Roger Montgomery from Montgomery Investments. We've just met the Monies. Roger, let's not bag out Telstra, but what's up with Morty and Mort?
Why not? You know, the reality is...
Yeah, do you want to?
Well, the reality is that this is a business whose value hasn't increased. And I don't mean the dividends that Morty was talking about, but the profit of the business in 2014 was no higher than it was 12 years before.
Mm-hmm.
So the value of the business, its true worth, hasn't actually changed in all that time. The share price was as high as it was more than $9 12 years ago or 14 years ago. It's now at $5.50 or thereabouts or something of that order.
Yep.
And what's really interesting is that, yes, it's gone up a lot from its lows, but for a lot of people like Morty, who's been invested in the business for a long time, they've seen no increase in the value of their investment and their dividends aren't growing.
Yeah.
And that's a huge problem for retirees, particularly when most of the investment advice that they get is about going for businesses with high dividend yields.
Mm. And I think this sort of speaks to a framework that you look at in terms of determining what is a good business. So how do you sort of say, yeah, I want to invest in this particular business?
So it's really simple. What we do is we ask ourselves whether or not we believe the business is going to be worth more. Now, how does a business increase its value? It's exactly the same as a bank account.
Mm-hmm.
So if I've got a bank account with $1 million in it and the interest rate on that bank account is 20%, I could auction that bank account off.
Are you able to use real numbers?
Well, let's just use high numbers, right?
If
I had a bank account earning 20% with $1 million in it and I auctioned it off here at the Viva Cafe,
yep,
today, there's going to be a lot of people turning up to buy that bank account.
Absolutely.
Now, they will pay more than the $1 million in the bank account.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, if they wanted, let's say all the earnings were paid out, so all the interest was paid out, you couldn't reinvest it.
Mm-hmm.
If they want a 10% return on their money, then they could pay $2 million for that bank account and they would earn 10%. Remember, it's earning 20%.
Yep.
So it's got $1 million in it. So $200,000 is coming out every year as an interest payment.
Yep.
So if they pay $2 million, which is double the amount of money in the bank account, they're going to get a 10% return from that $200,000 of interest.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to go for more than the equity.
Yeah.
So here's the interesting thing. If I've got a bank account with $10 million in it earning 20%,
mm-hmm,
well, its value for someone who wants 10%, it's going to be worth $20
million. Yep.
So if I can find a business that can maintain a high rate of interest or a high return on the equity,
mm-hmm,
and it grows its equity, it's going to be worth a lot more in the future. And you will make a lot of money owning those businesses. The best example I can give you is Berkshire Hathaway in the United States.
Great example.
In 1967, its shares were $40 and Warren Buffett paid a dividend of 10 cents, then decided to stop paying dividends. So it's paid no dividends since 1967. He's just grown the equity and earned 21% return on that growing equity every year and compounded it every year. This year, the shares recently traded at $200,000 per share.
How is investing in a business like that beneficial to our retiree, Morty, who's needing an income from his investments?
So what they do is you want to buy businesses that do both,
mm-hmm,
that pay some dividends and generate very high returns on retained equity. And so that's the ideal scenario. But what they can always do is sell some shares.
Yep.
And if you've got a share now in Berkshire Hathaway, let's say you bought a portfolio of shares in Berkshire Hathaway in 1967,
yeah,
or your parents did, they're worth $200,000 each. If you want some income, you sell a share.
Yeah.
And if you want to have a really good year, you sell two shares. Now, in Australia, what we find is a lot of companies that generate high rates of return on equity, they pay high dividends.
Mm-hmm.
But then they go and borrow money or dilute shareholders by raising capital,
yep,
to replace what they paid out in dividends.
Mm.
Now, we love dividends. We love dividends, but we really like it when a company retains profits and generates high returns on those profits as well.
Well, that makes sense because, yeah, you don't want to dilute those returns that you're going to,
exactly,
get over the longer term. So, you want to be the shareholder.
So going back to Morty's example with,
yep,
Telstra,
mm-hmm,
5 years ago, if you put $100 in Telstra, it's worth about $105 today.
Yeah.
The dividend that you earned back then was about $5.40. You're getting about $5.40 today. But,
yeah,
if you put that $100 into M2 Telecommunications, another telecommunications company that we would rate as an A1 business, that $100 is now worth about $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
And your dividend, there was no dividend 5 years ago,
yep,
and you're now earning about $24 on your $100.
Yeah.
So it's it's a much better growth and income investment. So you hear a lot of advisors talking about income versus growth. Mm. We think the best investments grow income and grow their value, and M2 is an example of that, beating Telstra.
You are a value investor. So firstly, what is value investing and what does value actually mean?
Okay, so I think all investing is value investing. You're laying down money today with the prospect of earning more money in the future. Mm-hmm. And ideally, you want your purchasing power to go up in the future as well. So if you can afford a certain restaurant today, you would hope that your investments allow you to eat at an even fancier restaurant in 5 or 10 years' time, because you're foregoing spending money at that restaurant today. So for me, all investing is about doing that. And in order to achieve that, you've got to buy things, you've got to pay a lower price than the value you receive. Mm. So value is all about paying less than what you receive. And so for me, all investing is value investing. Now, that means we're looking for businesses that can grow a lot. Mm-hmm. We want businesses that are going to be a lot bigger, but we want to buy businesses at prices that the market disagrees with us. The market doesn't agree that these businesses are going to be successful.
Fantastic. Roger, we're going to take another quick break, and then when we come back, we'll see if we can get some action steps for Morty and Maud.
Okay, great.
Eaglewavesradio.com.au, the smart station for small business.
The modern day gentleman stays ahead of trends with leading man's lifestyle blog, roguehom.com. So for all things fashion, fitness, food and lifestyle, follow roguehom.com.
Are you looking to pursue high growth, fast growth, attract investors, or achieve an above market sale price for your business? BeBusiness is here to help small business do big things. Check us out at bebusiness.com.au or hear the BeBusiness Strategy team live every Thursday at 6 p.m. on Ask the Strategist.
Too much office work? Never enough time to do the things you would like to do? Outsource your admin tasks to Wynyard Business Solutions and start saving money and time today. Take control of your life. Contact Paula on 0411 047 545 or winbs.com.
I'm Jared Rubin, and I started Wealth Apply to put you back in the driver's seat when it comes to your business and personal finances. Ask yourself, who's working harder, you or your money? Find me at wealthapply.com and let me help your money work harder for you.
Fancy a fast burger, delicious salad, or a smooth latte to get you through your day? Vivo Cafe is Sydney's most awarded cafe. Come in and say hi. We'll look after you. Vivo Cafe, 388 George Street, Sydney.
Tudor InvestorSure is a privately owned, client-focused financial planning practice operating under a boutique license. For over 40 years, we have been providing ethical leadership and bespoke financial solutions for professional and self-employed women and their families. Call us on 02 9455 0655.
You're listening to Meet the Monies. You can catch a replay of my show Fridays at 4 p.m. and Mondays at 10 a.m. or download the podcast later in the week. I'm your host, Naomi Rosenthal, and with me today is Roger Montgomery from Montgomery Investments. Roger, I have a question for you in regards to this idea that, you know, you talk about the stock is rising in price and therefore it's worth more, and you can then sell a bit of it, that share, so that you can have some income. You know, is that not the same thing as just taking the income from a share that doesn't necessarily grow?
Well, yes, they are the same, particularly for people in a zero tax environment. It doesn't actually matter whether they take the income or sell the shares. But what I'm suggesting is that businesses that generate high rates of return, 20, 30, 40, 50% returns on their equity, mm-hmm. would be worth more if they retained a higher percentage of their profits. So a lot of people believe, even when you take into account franking on dividends, a lot of people believe the dividends are worth more to them. But in a zero tax environment, the capital gain is actually worth more to them, particularly if they hold the shares for more than 12 months.
Mm. So what? Very quickly, what can Morty do? He's got these Telstra shares. He's worried because now, you know, inflation has probably outstripped the earnings.
The growth in the dividends. So there's a very real risk in Telstra today that it's being bid up because of the high dividend yield relative to the low interest that's available on term deposits. Mm-hmm. When interest rates eventually go up, and they will do, but they probably won't for 6, 12, 18 months.
But I'm with you on that. Yeah.
But I think they will. Mm. When they do, it'll be a Wile E. Coyote moment. People will look down and say, well, hang on, I'm at these very high-priced shares and the dividend's not as attractive as it was, so they could fall. So at some point in the next 12 to 24 months, he's going to need to think about selling those shares and looking at protecting his capital. Mm. Can I plug the book and suggest that Morty buy the book, Valuable, and read it?
I was hoping you were going to bring a copy along today that we could auction off to our listeners.
Right. Well. Look, it is relatively cheap. If people go to rogermontgomery.com, they can download the book. They can buy the book there. They can buy it an e-book version, or they can purchase it and have it mailed out to them. But that's my second piece of advice. And my third piece of advice is to simply put together a portfolio of businesses, not stocks, mm-hmm. put together a portfolio of businesses whose earnings march upward over the years, and over the long run, if they do that, the share prices of that portfolio will look after itself and they'll do very, very well.
I think you bring up an amazing point there, and I think the key issue that we see with a lot of people who are looking at all those stock charts and things like that is they're not seeing them as businesses.
No.
They're looking at prices on a piece of paper. And we need to come back and make people look at the fact that what they're buying into is real and it is tangible.
That's right.
They got to work every day for a company, and if that company is big enough, then you can be an investor in that company. And I think people have got to connect with that.
Yeah, absolutely. There's two paths to approaching the stock market. One is to treat the stock market like a casino and bet on up or down.
Yeah,
and that's
not
the same as
style.
Betting on black or red, and that's what most people do. That's the path most people follow. The other one is to treat the stock market as a venue to buy pieces of great businesses, and there are quite a few in Australia.
Yeah, I absolutely. We have some amazing businesses in this country.
We have a disproportionately large number that earn very high rates of return because the government over years has allowed monopolies and duopolies and oligopolies to form. Mm-hmm. Think airlines, banking, supermarkets. They're classic examples of where that dynamic has formed.
Yeah, and I guess they would make great businesses because they're...
Well, the airlines don't.
Well,
the airlines don't because they've got terrible economics. But,
yes.
But yeah, where duopolies and monopolies form, often there's unusually high returns.
Yeah, I mean, I can think, you know, things like Woolworths and Wesfarmers. And
correct.
We've got, you know, the banks.
Exactly.
All five of them.
If you live on an island, a great business to own is a bank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Roger, thank you so much for coming in and sharing that amazing information with us. I have appreciated you being here today.
It's a pleasure, Naomi. Lovely to be here.
Well, that's our show for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Next week, we have Henry Money and his partner, George Cash. They are back in the studio, and we are going to be chatting with Michael Powell from Art Equity on investing in art. Stay listening now as Jared Rubin from Wealth Apply will be right on after this with his show Eagle Finance. Don't forget to visit our website eaglewaysradio.com.au for podcasts, blog posts, events and more information. I'm Naomi Rosenthal. This has been Meet the Monies, and I'll see you next week for some more family soap opera drama and financial information.
Thank you for listening to Meet the Monies, broadcast live from Vivo Cafe. Check out more of our shows, podcasts, and business news on our website, eaglewavesradio.com.au.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I want money.